Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Hey, who's in the mood for some fun?
It's Monday.
He's ready for a great first day.
That's not me.
I was planning on sleeping in.
Don't go back to sleep, okay? I need you to wake up.
TGIMA. Thank God it's Monday again.
You're weird. You're such a weird person.
You just happen to be alive.
Yeah, well,
can you take it down a notch? Whatever.
It's showtime, folks.
Live and local with Monica J. On 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Thank you so much for being here today on the Monica J. Show. And just a few more of your texts. Gee, I wonder if the Taliban is worried about the Delta variant. That's pretty funny. Hey, log on today to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question. Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are you concerned that Apple is going to start monitoring all photos from people's phones, tablets, computers? If you're not, you should be. Kind of like the car manufacturers building in those, you know, breathalyzer monitors. Yeah. Those aren't what those are for. This is all to monitor you.
Well, don't forget, President Biden asked Apple, Facebook, Google, et al. To do this sort of stuff.
Yeah. They also asked him to suppress any information out there about COVID, about election fraud. Boy, isn't it nice that they're working hand in hand when we had a massacre just a few years ago, and Apple wouldn't even open up one terrorist's phone. Funny how that works.
And by the way, Jerry Evans joining Monica right now on the Monica J. Show.
You might have noticed that voice just kind of pop in. Jerry, you just got back into town. How was your excursion?
I went with my son, so any excursion into the wild of Nevada is fun when you're with your child. But I wanted to bring to your radio show something that will get me really nowhere. And I understand that you have Lacey J. Dalton in later in the week. Maybe not for an interview.
I believe so.
Okay. Well, I may jump in on that as well. Lacey is a nice, sweet lady. And I don't know if she is a lunatic or not. Because first and foremost, if I could ask you to do this, and anybody out there that is listening, stop referring to horses in Nevada as wild horses. I'm talking about the feral horses that are in Nevada. They are not wild. They are feral. And I wanted to share with you what transpired basically over the course of 7 years. And I'll set it up. 7 years ago, I was hunting on Spruce Mountain. Spruce Mountain is about 40 miles south of Wells and a little bit to the east. On that highway, 93, T. Boone Pickens' former wife, I don't know how many he had, but anyway, his former wife has the Mustang Sanctuary out there right alongside the highway. And again, that's private money. She has a right to do that. She's been buying up a lot of land out there and blocking some access to some areas to hunt that she is not entitled to. But back to the horse situation. So what happened in 7 years from when I was on Spruce Mountain hunting off and on and scouting for about 6 weeks, I saw wild horses out there on the southeast part of Spruce Mountain in one particular area. 7 years later, was out there all of last week, horses have taken over the mountain. And I'm not exaggerating, Monica. I'll give you one example. Is down at the bottom of where the mountain slopes off, the Pinyon Pines and Nevada Department of Wildlife had planted crested wheat out there. You could count on elk coming out like clockwork at about 4:55 in the afternoon or about 5 o'clock in the afternoon every day to come out and feed on that crested wheat. Almost the entire week while I was there, 40 to 50 horses had planted themselves on that crested wheat, and it is now practically a dust bowl. They are on top of the mountain, on every side of the mountain, where you used to see lots of elk, where you used to... I walked game trails coming out of those pinyon pines about a mile's worth, and those, they look like ancient trails that had not been used by elk in hundreds of years. There are no elk tracks. There are horse tracks everywhere. And I tried to have a conversation with a woman in Wells at the restaurant there. There's a, really only about one in Wells. And she started with, well, those beautiful horses, they've been here hundreds of years, and they deserve. And I said, man has been here 1,000 years, so are you going to base your judgment on what should be here or what shouldn't be here based on the amount of time that they've been on this planet or in the United States or on this North American continent? And explained to her, and she got off on the cow overgrazing. And again, this is just factual. I'm just sticking with the facts here. Cows graze. And I said, think of it as a lawn. When you mow your lawn, it grows back up. Cows do not do what horses do because horses have teeth on top and bottom. They pull things up by the roots. So if you pull your lawn up by the roots, it becomes dirt. And that's what horses do to the environment. I mentioned the movie Horse Rich, Dirt Poor. Please just look at that. She seems somewhat reasonable. It's the people that are just completely unreasonable about managing them that drive me crazy. And unfortunately, because Nevada's got four times the amount of feral horses that they should have just to be able that they don't destroy the entire environment. And I actually watched, too. This was kind of interesting. It was kind of unusual, but we saw a single buck antelope at about 9,000 feet, and which is very odd. Normally, they're down in the flats in the sage and everything. We watched three feral horses chase that antelope off the mountain. I kid you not. Now, let me point out something else. Since you didn't jump in, I'm happy to keep going.
No, take it away.
All right. Go grab yourself a cup of coffee. So think about this. So the horse chases the antelope off the mountain. I don't know that they would chase elk off the mountain. There are still some elk there. But what transpired in 7 years is happening all over Nevada. I was down near Tonopah a couple of years ago, Table Mountain, and walking back into one of those draws. And he said, Jerry, 5 years ago, there was grass up to your thigh in here. Look at it now. Nothing but weeds and sage growing. So if people would just... It's almost like the left, the Democrat left, that no matter what you put in front of them factually, they just don't buy it. They're locked into these horses are wild, and we've got to support. Funniest, it's kind of like the bumper sticker for Vote Democratic. What the hell does that mean? We support our wild horses. What do you mean you support your wild horses? A, there are no wild horses in Nevada. And B, what do you mean you support them? You're writing a check every month to feed them or to house them? And again, if there were a billion billionaires that would take all these wild horses and put them in their backyard and whatnot, I'd be perfectly fine with that. Just don't ask me as a taxpayer to have them mismanaged the way they are and to destroy habitat. I doubt if there will be sage grouse in Nevada in the next 10 years, all because of feral horses and mismanagement, lack of management by BLM. They're in charge of it. And they came up with some sort of preposterous plan to satisfy feral horse advocates years ago, and it's just not working. Let's put it that way.
Well, and I think that playing devil's advocate here, I do want to correct you on one statement that you made, because there are a lot of horse advocates out there that are Republican as well, and independent and libertarian. And so it's not just a Democrat left-wing thing.
Yeah.
It's more animal lovers as opposed to capitalism.
I agree. And it's ignorance.
Well, then why didn't you say it that way?
Well, I was using the left and Democrats as an example that no matter what you put in front of them, if you get an R after your name, you're bad. And most of the ones that are elected, yeah, I agree with that. I was using that as an example of people that no matter what you say to them, their mind is made up. They will not at least have an open mind and check and base things on fact and not emotion or feelings about certain things that has been drilled into them.
Well, that's how we legislate. That's how we rule. That's how we live by now. It's not through logic. It's through emotions. Okay. And that's the thing, because if you actually talk to ranchers, they have no problem with good management, but the BLM isn't managing them well. And that's what I think the horse advocates have the biggest issue with, rather than just, you know, the torture of the roundups, the pens, they're not held you know, responsibly. It's a bigger picture than I think is exposed to people.
Well, I'll give you an example of this, these so-called torture and the way they're rounded up. I'd kind of say, well, how is that different from cattle? Do you eat beef? Aren't they rounded up, put in the and taken to the slaughterhouse? That's life, folks.
Are they terrorized with helicopters, or do people on horses get out there?
You know, helicopters terrorize me, and there's probably some Vietnam vets that have flashbacks when they hear helicopters. I mean, for God's sakes, who can read a horse's mind? And one other statement here, too, which is based on fact. Animals don't have rights. Now, does that mean correct me. Where in anything?
You better be careful, because they're actually working on animal rights.
I know. Believe me, that's how insane it is. Animals don't have. Am I cruel to? No. I enjoy hunting animals. I'm a conservationist. What I do for conservation is 1 million times more than a horse advocate does for conservation. Meaning, me as well as my fellow hunting brothers and sisters, we buy tags. Or when we buy guns or bows, the tax, the Pittman-Roberts tax, goes to conservation. What do they do that adds to conservation? Conservation of land, of resources. There's a finite amount of resources. Horses are destroying them. Do I want all the horses wiped out of Nevada? Well, I won't answer that, but at least get it to what is studied to be the manageable number. And it's a lot. It's 22,000. It's a lot less than the 86,000 or more that we actually have. The woman in the restaurant that I was telling you about, she had some, what's the old saying? Cockamamie story about cockamamie story about people flying in helicopters and shooting them with guns. Now, come on. It's like that Looneyville. And I'm assuming that, she said there were 27 of the horse advocates in her restaurant just a week ago. Now, I can imagine they would make up stories like that. The Mustang Sanctuary is about 25 miles down the road from her restaurant. I imagine they're in there all the time, and somehow or another, this woman has bought into or has bought the story that supposedly, was that private individuals? Was that, you're telling me that BLM in charge of managing, did they subcontract it or what? When did a helicopter go flying over any place in Nevada and shoot an animal from the air? For God's sakes. That's
well,
how stupid and
you
ignorant
also
they
have
are.
To look at it that you don't know if, you know, what are they shooting? Are they shooting like antibiotics? Are they shooting?
No, I'll tell you what she said and what somebody told her they were shooting. Or they're shooting them with guns because there are bones literally scattered all over the mountains. That's what I heard. And again, that's talking to one of those people that no matter what kind of fact you put in front of them, nope, they're wild horses. And you should leave them alone. They've been here for hundreds of years. And again, I'll just go back and point out, man's been here thousands of years. Animals have no rights whatsoever. I'm not advocating cruelty to animals. I love animals. I love horses. But I stick with the reality. And I saw what happened in 7 short years on one particular mountain in Nevada, Spruce Mountain. Beautiful mountain, by the way. Big green mountain in Nevada, where most of the other area around it is pretty dry in the sage plains and everything. But in 7 years, Monica, there's still some elk there. But boy, oh boy, on one side of the mountain where, like I said, you could count on seeing them like clockwork every day, those horses have turned that crested wheat into a dust bowl. And they'll move from that to the next one simply because of overpopulation. And that's what horses do. Those are facts. Top teeth, bottom teeth, they pull things up by the root.
Okay. Since you are the boss and you own the station, you just knocked out traffic. So.
Sorry, Phil.
Thank you for being on the program. And I'm glad you're back. We missed you greatly.
Thank you.
All right. Let's take a quick break and then we'll be back with Parent to Parent, hopefully seeing you out at the Capitol Wednesday night right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is not headline news. Lynyrd Skynyrd guitarist Ricky Medlock tested positive for COVID. He suspected he had it when he couldn't even detect that smell.
Can't you smell that smell?
The 3-hour Bachelorette finale airs tonight, which is roughly 2.5 hours longer than most of the show's relationships last. The new issue of Inviting Architecture Digest magazine features pictures of Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher's home. You can tell it's theirs because of all the cobwebs in the showers and tubs. O.J. Simpson says he doesn't go to L.A. because he doesn't want to run into the person who killed his ex-wife, Nicole. Doesn't he know he can just cover the mirrors? And today is National Women's Day, so how many do I get? Asked Andrew Cuomo. This is not headline news.
...92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. And tomorrow, I hope you take the time to join Parent to Parent. They are going to be, well, using their voice for all of the kids here in Northern Nevada. Because it's your choice. As a parent, if your child is going to wear a mask, Parent to Parent Union is holding a protest. They cannot mask our children without our permission. Bring your friends, your family. Make signs demanding that parents be heard. Wednesday, August 11th. So 2 days from now at 6 p.m., Nevada State Capitol. Right there on North Carson Street. Parents must choose. You can find out more at Power, the number 2, Parent. .org. Power2Parent.org. Why are people making such a big deal about this? Because if you don't, your children will never be maskless. You will never be maskless. And, you know, He's a libertarian. He's an elected official that has been brutally beaten for his opinions, for his views on freedom and standing up for people in this country. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul is crying out to everyone, we must disobey all lockdowns, mask and vaccine mandates. When you comply, when you stay silent to get all of this to just go away, all you're doing is continuing it. Because it will not go away until you stand up for yourself. That's when it'll go away. When they realize we will not be giving up our freedom. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. Hey, log on to 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Are you concerned that Apple is going to start monitoring all photos from people's phones, tablets, and computers? You know, they say it's to find pedophiles. Yeah. What if you're sharing, I have pictures of me as a kid. My brother and I are both topless, sitting in the middle of the floor, carving a pumpkin. And I was, you know, what, 5? Are they going to drag family photos? What happened to the family photos of babies on bearskin rugs? Is this going to be another one of those fact checker things again? That these people who don't know squat are going to be, well, in charge? Doing the monitoring? This is future sci-fi stuff that we're dealing with right now. This is what it all leads into it. Self-driving cars that can be locked down, that your social credit score is bad. Nope, you don't get to drive your car. You don't get to go to the grocery store. You don't get to ride the bus. You don't get to do anything. What are they going to do? Lock down your phones as well? You don't get to call anybody. This is what happens. And if you don't see it, if you can't explain it to your friends who don't see it, well, this is how all this stuff happens. This is how we have a world takeover. I mean, I'm not even going to share with you the absolute scary stuff that I'm going through. We have to take care of our own backyard. Friday's poll question, do you believe there will be a major false flag event next week to distract from real election results? Well, next week is this week. 70% of triple-digit participants said yes. Thank you so much for participating in the polls. All right. Let's get back to this. Wow. Record home prices. Everywhere. here in Sparks and Reno, Washoe County as a whole, Douglas County, Carson City. Story out of the Record Courier, Carson home prices hit record levels. Well, yeah, welcome to Northern Nevada. But as I'm going through this article, yeah, it talks about permits and all that good stuff and how much houses are costing now. $326 per square foot when it used to be around, oh, $100 or so. Yeah. But what nobody's talking about is the water, the aquifers. All this building because there's demand. There was such a high demand, especially from people trying to get out of California. But no one's talking about the water. Just as a little reminder, we're a high desert, and there's not a lot in our aquifers. Let's go to the talk and text lines. 884-9910. Check in with Sean this morning. Watch talk about Apple phones. Hi, Sean.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, listen, I used to do some investigating with regarding child pornography. And so, you know, when you're talking about, are you concerned that Apple is going to start monitoring photos? I think that if you had more information, you might be a little more comfortable with it. I mean, sure, there are still questions about monitoring, but a lot of it's just done using known photos, like known child pornography photos. So they just will do an automatic search for those and be able to find them.
Right, Sean, but as we move into the future, isn't that the, as people say, setting precedent? Isn't that the part where this opens it up to a bigger picture? It starts with searching for this, but then when does it go to, because of that, when does it go to people who are smoking, people who are drinking, people who are out partying without masks, people who are doing other things that the government sees as what they feel as either immoral, illegal, or whatnot?
Well, yeah. I mean, you want to definitely, we're concerned about slippery slopes, and we don't want to, you know, go down those roads. But what I'm talking about is, there's a lot of internet programs out there or service providers that already have some kind of like a search running in the background. So if you have a photo, it has a certain digital fingerprint. Mm-hmm. And so some of these are already being looked for on the internet. And so when you're talking about Apple, I guess my concern is that Apple is what it's like a private company. And so if you don't want Apple like looking at your stuff, and you know you're saying like you're concerned that they're going to see a picture of you in the bathtub and they're going to call the cops on you. Well, I don't think that's quite accurate. I think that they are just looking for the real serious stuff. So I think there's a balance that we have to find.
Well, I think that, do you think that people don't know enough about their rights when it comes to getting a cell phone? Because I know a lot of people don't even know how to lock their phone or to, you know, turn things on and off. But when it comes to the actual manufacturer of the phone, they have so many rights and people just give them away.
Well, yeah, I do agree with that. I mean, all the, the consent that you have to sign before you can, like, download an app, or you're agreeing to all these things like cookies and all
that
kinds
people
of stuff.
Don't read.
Yeah, nobody reads that. I agree that, I mean, that's kind of, that's annoying and aggravating. And I agree with you. I don't know what I'm signing half the time, but you know, I think we're just at this point where we have so much technology that enables us to do so many things, and we're trying to balance that with, well, what are the companies trying to get out of us, right? They're they're trying to target ads to us. They're trying to sell us more things. So like many things, I think it's just striking that balance and trying to, you know, move forward in the best direction for everybody.
Yeah. Well, we already know what the NSA does. So, you know, it to think that the phone companies that we use now that we're all taking pictures with, I just find the, you know, dystopian effect of going into the future that they have more control over our phones than they need to have. They invade our privacy more than they need to, all under the guise of keeping children safe.
I can see your point. I don't know how much that's actually happening. I think we hear stories once in a while, and we kind of we run with that, and we maybe blow it out of proportion a little bit. I think.
Yeah, but Sean, if we don't blow it out of proportion, if we don't run with it, we're looking at the future. It may not be happening now, but we're opening up the door to that control. And so if you don't look at it, if you don't shut down what the possibilities are in the future, then by the time it gets here, it's too late.
Yeah, that's a good point. I can't argue with that. I just wanted to call in and say hi. And
I'm glad you did.
Thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks, Sean. I appreciate your thoughts on the pictures in Apple. All right, let's check in with Mike. Mike wants to talk about horses. Hey, Mike.
Hello. Yes, I've been over by Table Mountain, but I've not been off the highway, so I can't speak to what Phil's seen over there.
But no, not Phil. Not Phil. Jerry Evans, who owns the radio station, he was the one who was talking about horses.
Okay, Jerry, my apologies. I do have some familiarity from Fernley to Carson up toward 80, that whole corridor there. Now, Story County used, if I remember correctly, there was no BLM land. All horses there, up till about 3 years ago, were considered estuary, and the state took care of them, not the BLM. But our wonderful Rhino Governor Sandoval decided to turn it over to the BLM, and I don't know what they're considered now, but he done that because of all the ruckus raised by the, quote, horse groups. And they couldn't get along, and finally he threw his hands up and said, here, the BLM can take care of it. Now then, about gathering with helicopters, I have seen the effects of gathering with helicopters. If a mare is in foal and far enough along, they run them till she aborts. They run them till literally their feet founder. It's called road founder. Yeah. All 4 feet founder. I am not for it. They do it because there's not enough competent riders to go out and gather like they should. They don't have them. Now then, as far as the cattlemen, we have a tradition in this country, and it's called the cowboy. And used to, a rancher would hire cowboys, and they'd go out and ride the range and move the cows from valley to valley, hill to hill, as they grazed it down. They don't do that now. They go out every 2 to 4 weeks and ride through and see if they've lost any cows or any are missing. But they don't move them along, so they graze evenly. I don't have an answer for the horses. I think rounding them up by helicopter is just asinine.
Well, that's why I use the term terrorize. You know, it's not right, in my opinion.
Physically harms them, and not one or two.
Yeah.
I think there are too many horses out there. But the flip side of that is, I think a lot of these cattlemen get these allotments. They buy cows and they turn them out and they go out every 2 to 4 weeks and ride through them and that's it. It's on them. They are not cattlemen. They are not out there for the betterment of the range to raise a better cow. So when they want to cry, they need to get their house in order before they cry. And when the horse people that want to cry about the Mustangs, or whatever term you wish to use, they need to get some education. This huggy-touchy-feely, I see so many yard horses, and they're yard horses.
Yeah,
horses
people couldn't afford to have them anymore, so they just turned them out. And, you know, it's a horrible situation that people do that. If you're going to take an animal on, you take care of it, and that's it. Or you sell it to someone else. You just don't let it free range. Mike, I got to cut you off. I got to take a quick break here and wrap up the show. But thank you for your thoughts and your information. And, yeah, it's a subject that we're never going to probably come to full agreement on.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news in Nevada. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you to everybody that's participated in the show today. I appreciate you so much. So much. And actually, you know what? We're going to open up the phone lines right now, and I'm going to give you a chance to win something here before we wrap up, and that is a family four-pack of subs from Port of Subs, the medium combos. So give you a nice little treat there. 884-9910. We'll take caller number 3, 884-9910. Get on those lines right now. Diane, that is so sweet of you to even think that. Diane just sent me an email. Are you just broadcasting in Nevada or are you nationwide? I would love to get your podcast back east to my friends and family. Yeah, just little old Northern Nevada on two stations. But you know what? We do have people that would listen nationwide and listen worldwide through the World Wide Web. If you go online to our homepage, you see the button right there. It says listen live. That actually is through the internet. So you can listen wherever you go, or you can send me off to friends and family. And we also have the podcasts. So if you miss any part of the show, you can always go back and listen to the podcasts at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Have a concern from Dennis as we talk about phones and pictures and things being tracked from the poll question today. And that is, if they have the ability to monitor people's pictures, what if they decide to put something up that's not yours and persecute you for it? Well, Dennis, you know what? That's already happening. People can hack into your phone. People can hack into your computer. Anything that is connected, you know, to the internet through the Wi-Fi, they can manipulate your phone, your computer, and they can put things on there. That's why we have forensic computer scientists that can actually go and they can see the signatures, they can see the footprints, and they can monitor and find out if you actually took that picture or if it was put in that place. And guess what? That's why people are so afraid of Mike Lindell. It's those forensic scientists. And it all starts coming out tomorrow. FrankSpeech.com. We're going to see the forensic audit. All that information that Mike Lindell has been saying for, you know, all this time that he has, we're all going to start seeing it. Representatives from 45 different states will be there. It's going to be an interesting show tomorrow. Hey, big congratulations going out to Adam from Fernley. Picked up that family four-pack. Enjoy. It's the Monica J. Show. Love you. Thanks for being here. Be back tomorrow.